Hi everyone, my name's Emma, and I'm here to talk to you about the most incredible month I spent travelling around the South Island of New Zealand. When I first started planning the trip, I had a tough time deciding how to get around. I considered taking the train, or even renting a campervan, but in the end, I booked a ticket for what everyone calls the Green Bus, because it offered the most flexibility. It's a hop-on, hop-off service that's incredibly popular with backpackers. Starting off in Christchurch, most people head straight for the mountains to do some climbing. However, my priority was seeing the spectacular coastline, so we drove east first. The scenic route along the ocean was absolutely breathtaking, with huge cliffs dropping into the water. While we were travelling down the coast, I took a boat tour near the town of Kaikoura, hoping to spot dolphins or maybe even whales. We didn't actually see any of those, unfortunately, but we did come across a huge colony of fur seals sunbathing on the rocks. They were making such a racket, but it was fascinating to watch them in their natural habitat. In terms of places to sleep, I'd initially packed a tent, thinking I'd do lots of camping under the stars to save money. But it was incredibly cold at night, so I usually ended up staying in a hostel just to keep warm. They were fantastic places to meet other travellers anyway, so I didn't mind missing out on camping.
I thought I had all the right gear for the unpredictable weather, like a heavy waterproof jacket and sturdy boots. Yet the wind was fierce, especially down south, meaning the most useful thing I actually bought there was a woolen hat. I basically didn't take it off for the entire second half of the trip.
We stopped at several gorgeous locations, but Lake Tekapo was a highlight. When we reached the lake, some passengers went horse riding around the edge. I was tempted by the mountain biking, but I eventually opted for kayaking because the water looked so inviting. Paddling across that bright turquoise water is a memory I'll never forget. Of course, you can't visit New Zealand without trying the food. I thought I'd be eating fresh seafood every day, or perhaps their famous lamb dishes. Actually, it was a traditional meat pie that became my absolute favourite meal. Every little bakery we stopped at seemed to have its own delicious version. I also wanted to bring back a memento from my travels. In one of the local markets, I spent ages looking at delicate silver jewellery and traditional wooden carvings, but I eventually settled on a beautiful stone necklace that a local artist had made. It feels very unique to the region. The journey wasn't without its little hiccups, though. We were making great time until we hit a major delay on the road to Queenstown. I assumed it was a traffic jam or perhaps a vehicle breakdown, but it was actually a flock of sheep blocking the entire highway. The local farmer just waved at us while his dog slowly moved them along. Now that I'm back home, I'm already planning my next adventure. I thought about doing a similar tour in Australia, or maybe heading all the way to Canada. However, I've decided to explore the North Island next, so I can see the geothermal springs and experience more of this amazing country. Thanks for listening.